the American public should go credit-free one day a month. Say, that's it, we're not using our credit cards. And show these big companies what it'll feel like if we start rejecting them.
Oh, yeah, that'll show them. That was just one of the many responses we got last week on our story about credit card companies' power over consumers. The power of plastic, as I recall anyway, supposed to make consumers unafraid of the retail world, to feel like they could go out and spend and not worry. But people end up fearing their credit cards and the dependence that credit cards engenders in people's spending habits. And we're asking you about how to live without a credit card. What would you have to do to live without a credit card? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. And to help us figure all of this out, of course, Takeaway correspondent Beth Koblenner joins us to talk more about life without plastic. And first, let's begin, Beth. And good morning.
Good morning.
Let's distinguish between people who have voluntarily given up credit cards and their sacrifices, and we want to talk about those, with people who don't even have the option to have a credit card to begin with. How many people are in those various groups, if we can estimate?
Right. There are about 25 million people who don't have credit at all, who don't have any credit cards, any credit at all. Then there are about 35 more million people who have not such much credit, not too much credit. So there are about 60 million people who are walking around without a credit card, which is a large number.
Well, I was just going to say, but there's also the different group like myself who have credit. I mean, I have a mortgage and I have a car loan, but I do not want to carry credit cards.
Credit cards. Well, herein lies the interesting story that we're seeing. There is a revolt going on. People are mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore when it comes to credit cards.
And these are people with good credit who are choosing voluntarily to get out of it.
Because, first of all, if you have good credit these days, that's no guarantee you're not going to be paying higher fees. You know, now banks are announcing that even if you never are late ever, if you pay off your bill in full each month, they're still going to possibly charge you a fee.
Or cancel your account.
Or cancel your account. People are very annoyed.
People? People like Joel Westendorf, for instance, on the line from Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
Joel, good morning.
Good morning.
And Andrea Hermit on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So, Joel, let me begin with you. How mad are you and how much does anger motivate your decision to be credit card free?
Not too much. I haven't ever had a credit card, so
Totally mellow guy.
I hear horror stories, so sometimes I'm glad that I've avoided it.
And sometimes do you regret it? Do you encounter some sort of limitation that makes you pretty annoyed?
I wouldn't say annoyed, but just like, you know, I have to save for things instead of, you know, buying them outright. So
I mean, what a concept, you know?
Yes. And Joel, we want to distinguish. You're not living in a cabin somewhere in a yurt outside of Los Angeles, right?
Los Angeles, yeah.
All right, great. Andrea, what is your story of being credit card free, and how angry did you get before you made the decision?
Well, I can't say I got angry. You know, just like most Americans, we went through a period of unemployment about 4 or 5 years ago. And so, of course, we maxed out our credit cards. And so they were maxed, and we were pushed to the wall, and we had to use cash. So after about a year or so, we had credit back. You know, we had money back, and I'm looking at these cards going, why in the world would I use this? I haven't had to use it in a year and a half.
So that's sort of recession-enforced behavior that actually turns out to look like a really, really good deal. Here's another story from someone from New Jersey.
It's really difficult. I've always had to live from hand to mouth, and when a big expense comes up, you have no recourse but to seek out either private financing or family and friends that can help. When you have a limited income and you're never sure when you're going to be able to pay money back, living with a credit card is just, it's just beyond my reach.
Now, Beth, I can't tell there if she's really, really worried about having an expense and not being able to pay for it and not having the money on hand to do it, or if she just doesn't want to get into the whole business of credit cards at all.
I think I've seen it cut down to two, and there are two people who spoke before are the perfect examples. In one case, some people just shy away from the whole thing.
Right.
You hear about it. It sounds like such a nightmare that I want to get involved. That's a very small percentage of people. But most Americans have gotten really deep. The average American household, although they have been paying down their debts, they still have $7,900 in credit card debt. That's the average American household. So they're still carrying a lot of credit card debt, but they're trying to figure out ways of not using the credit card to buy the couch that they want. Instead, it's a new concept, but you save up money for things.
All right. Well, Donna from New Jersey, I think, raises a fear that a lot of people have if they are anticipating this sort of credit card-free world. Andrea Hermit in Atlanta, Georgia, if your roof caved in tomorrow, or God forbid, one of your relatives had a serious medical setback, how would you deal with that if you don't have a credit card and can't like make the expense right away?
I generally have money in the bank for that kind of thing. Otherwise, I guess I would go to an older relative and ask. But my roof is caving in as we speak.
Whoops.
You know, we don't play around with stuff like that. We saw a drip. We called the insurance company. It's being taken care of.
All right, Joel, how about you? How do you deal with expenses that are unexpected that would require you to pull cash?
Kind of the same story. Maybe talk to an older relative or, again, I do keep some savings for rainy days. So,
literally.
On behalf of Andrea and Joel, I would like to, you know, argue the characterization that women, people who live without credit are some kind of unibomber living in a yurt outside Los Angeles. Because, you know, it's not like I'm making a huge amount of money. I've been a single mother for 11 years. I've been living paycheck to paycheck for a long time, and I still don't carry credit cards. And when bills have had come up with no older relatives for me to turn to, I've still handled them.
Joel's a mainstream guy. Mainstream.
Look at this conversation we're having. Right. We feel like somebody who doesn't have credit card debt, ooh, what's a little wrong with you? And right. When I've gone around the country, I've had young people tell me that their peers say, you're not using credit cards? What's wrong with you?
Right.
Is there a moral dimension to all this? You know, you're supposed to be debt-free and
I'd say it's the opposite. I mean, I think that was the case, you know, for our parents and grandparents' generation. And I think that notion that you're supposed to be living debt-free hasn't really been around for such a long time. I think most people haven't even thought about that. People in their 20s and 30s, they don't even think about the concept of, oh, you mean I wouldn't buy something? Well, how would I get those shoes?
To buy it?
So it's immoral, right?
Even sort of hit the conscience. You know, it doesn't seem like it's possible. So I think this is a very healthy thing. You know, I think there's nothing evil about credit cards. If you can handle it and you pay it off in full each month, you are building up your credit record. But there's a myth that you have to have a credit card to have a credit history, and that's not the case. If you're paying off a car loan regularly or a student loan regularly or a mortgage loan regularly, that is also building a credit history. So you want to know the rules. A lot of these myths are flying around, and I think it's like some little blogger at Visa or something. I don't know who. You know, I'm just kidding.
Well, Joel,
somebody's passing this stuff around.
Joel Westendorf in Los Angeles, California, is proof that the myth that you have to have a credit card doesn't really apply. Joel, good luck to you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Andrea Hermit, some final advice for people who are wanting to give up their credit cards?
Well, just don't get involved in the first place. I mean, it's just very easy if you think about it. I want to go to California for 2 weeks. You know, I can keep living as normal using my credit cards, go to California, run up $2,000 in debt, come back home and worry about it. Or I can plan 2 months in ahead, save up a few thousand dollars, and that's exactly what I do every summer. Work a little bit harder because I freelance, right? Save up $2,000, $3,000, go to California, have a very good time.
And no worries.
You know, eat a little bit less for lunch, maybe,
yeah.
Right.
And come home debt-free.
And you come home when the running runs out. Andrea Hermit, thanks so much. Joining us from Atlanta, Georgia, always, as always, Beth Koblenner, takeaway contributor on all these sorts of matters. Thanks, Beth.